Last month, Governor Charlie Crist angered many in the state concerned with growth management by signing Senate Bill 360, the controversial measure sponsored by Bradenton Republican Mike Bennett. Crist had been heavily lobbied to veto the bill, which loosens development rules in a number of areas with the intent of promoting economic development. Many environmentalists have said that the original intent of Bennett's bill was legitimate, that the concurrency rules currently in place are not working. Road concurrency rules dictate that no proposed new development should be approved unless local roads adequate to serve it at a certain desired level of service either exist or will be built at the same time as the proposed development. Most of the Hillsborough County State delegation voted against the measure. Eastern Hillsborough County State Senator Rhonda Storms was one such legislator. But as she told WMNF last Saturday, she does not believe the current rules work.
I spent a lot of time studying it, and so my concern is that there's no mechanism to pay for transportation. If you have concurrency, and it allowed for what are called concurrency exception areas. And pretty much in Hillsborough County, that'll be a third of Hillsborough County of concurrency exception areas. So the problem with that is that you have a third of the area that will be these concurrency exception areas. And then, so that in concurrency means that that's the way for people to pay for transportation. Now, I agree, and I think this is not a disputed fact, that concurrency is a failed system for paying for transportation. It's because the last guy in is the guy who has to pay. And the way that works out is, so you've got an intersection over here, and years ago you allowed the nursing home to go in, and then you allowed the convenience store to go in, and now you've got a guy who's a pediatrician and he wants to build a new office, and suddenly he's not the cause of all this traffic on the corner, but before he can build his new little office, he has to pay $260,000, this is a real case, $260,000 for a light and intersection improvements. Well, that's not fair to that guy. There has to be a more equitable system. I don't agree that I'm not arguing that concurrency, that we should keep the concurrency, but I am saying that you should pay for something. You should have something there. So there should be some way to pay for transportation, because if you don't do that, then the only way to pay for transportation is through gas taxes, through sales tax, through some sort of other, transportation fee or something.
Why did Chris, were you disappointed that Governor Crist didn't veto? A lot of people wanted to veto it.
I was bummed about the whole thing. I was sorry that we didn't even have an honest debate about it. We couldn't have, I don't want to say it like a dishonest debate, but it was not fully vetted, and I don't think people understand it. But I will tell you, and then what I said to people was like, here's what's going to happen. The local elected officials are going to say, Mrs. Smith's going to come out there, people are going to start getting hurt at an intersection that doesn't have a traffic light. So she's going to call her local elected official and say, we want a traffic light here, and then people start sending letters, we need a traffic light here. Local elected official is going to come out there and look at it and say, yeah, we did the traffic warrants, it needs a traffic light, but it was supposed to be paid for, but see that guy over here, he built all these apartments and all this stuff right here, he would have had to pay for it, but now the Tallahassee said he doesn't have to pay for it anymore, and so we don't have any money, so we're going to have to raise your taxes or raise the gas tax or sales tax unless you call your state senator or your state house member and make them fix it. Meanwhile, 5 years will go by, and you'll have all of these developers that will come in, all this development, and traffic will get worse. What I thought that we should do is, if you want to do something, you want to get rid of concurrency, I don't disagree with that, but what you do is you have a one-year sunset period. You say, okay, we're going to work on this for a year, and we're going to let it sunset in a year. What sunsetting does is it creates that artificial deadline that people need to work on. So suddenly everybody hops on their horse and says, holy cow, we're going to be finished with this thing, in a year. And if we don't do anything, it's kaputsky for us. So then they start working on it, and you create that artificial deadline. With no deadline at all, everybody goes, yeah, we need to do something. Yeah, we need to do something. They sit around at their cocktail bars drinking their Chablis. We need to do something. Don't you agree? Yes, Frank, we need to do something. 5 years later, nothing is done still.